Blog Talk Radio.
I've known about you.
Welcome on Monday night, addition to Daytime After Dark. We went in a little because, you know, I think everyone is just tired from the weekend, but there's been so much happening in daytime, prime time, and even, you know, America, I mean, even what's going on with the sex abuse of the gymnast, and you know, about the whole family that parents did it. I mean, it's been one of those weeks where you think, okay, what in the hell can go wrong? And then you hear story after story. So, and if you want to talk to us, 347-850-8721. Hi, guys.
Hey, can I remind you if we want real serious calls, not no play calls?
Okay.
Bobby, they know. Bobby, don't worry. They know. Believe me, they know, you know. Because once you say that, then it's going to happen.
Okay,
that's
I'm not
going to
say
once
it.
So, like I said, there's so much to cover tonight because there has been so much shit going on around the world and in daytime and everything. And Maggie's going to be here a little late for the last part of the show. But what I want to start out with is... What were you guys feeling about the gymnastics stuff and what the doctor did and how they just let it go on and on and on for years. And the girls reported it, but, you know, the system messed them up totally. Bobby, what did you think about that?
Well, after hearing a couple of the gymnastics members on The View and hearing the story behind it on SportsCenter and Outside the Lines on ESPN over the weekend, I'm just kind of just really, well, for one thing, glad that the women have stand up, and two, I'm just wanted to say that that with the situation at Michigan State with their players, with them being involved in it too, and the coach being from there, they're not the coach, the trainer being from there, it's just going to just be trickling down not only in gymnastics but on the football and basketball programs at Michigan State down the road, just like what we saw with Penn State.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why you know, for the Olympians, that would be an Olympic doctor. And for the pimp mom to be in the room while the dog is getting molested, and the mom did not know. And I believe it. I believed he was such a predator that every time someone said something, it was like, oh, my God, how can you go against the gymnastic organization? And for me, it felt like, wait a moment. Don't they have any responsibility in what they just did by not doing an investigation years ago? I mean, it just blows my mind.
I agree. I just have no words for that, because after hearing the report that went down with the Michigan State basketball players and the football players on top of this with their sexual abuse that they did towards women, I just have no loss for words for that.
David, what do you think?
Okay. I stopped watching news because they must have been killing dying in Florida by young people. And I don't watch news hardly that much. They've been telling me killing in Florida lately. Almost every day. Somebody can kill a young guy, a girl. Well, but I've been watching news lately. I'm down on time running from y'all. So.
Well, no, David, this is what's going on in the coast. So this is what is happening right now. And, you know, all these sexual harassment stuff has been covered up for decades. And I'm sorry, but Harvey Weinstein and all the other bastards, and you know what? There was a report come out this weekend that Scott Baio.
I heard about that. Yeah. On Facebook.
They got, you know, he got accused by Nicole Eggert, and you know what? I believe her. I totally believe her. And you know what? Scott Baio is a bastard now. And you know, my other hatred toward him is he's a dumb supporter. So, of course, he will be a sire molester because that's what dump is, and it is so funny that we have someone in the White House that has, you know, sexually abused women for years and sexual misconduct, and he's running the free word. That
I agree.
Something needs to be done on all these levels. Okay,
I
Bobby,
agree.
Coming. Yeah, Bobby, talk.
Okay, I agree, and when I look at what's happening with our president, it goes back to his Accident Hollywood appearance with Nancy O'Dell, his Days appearance with Ariana Zucker, his affair with Stormy Daniels, who I just heard the name before, but actually haven't seen what she had done. Not that I would see some of her work, but in a serious way, I can understand why these women are coming out to President Hart and everybody in Hollywood for that reason.
I know it's political that I'm getting into my number, but I don't care. Just like how we are going to bring the Scientology down. Why, Bobby?
Exactly.
Exactly. And, Bobby, we have an interview next week. Karen Pressley wrote an incredible book, and her ex-husband is a singer-songwriter, but is still in Scientology, and they did the biggest hit of the 80s was On the Wings of Love. And, I mean, that is such a great song. So she will be here next Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. So we have that,
I can definitely make it to talk then, but I might have to cut the show short because I'm due to be at my job at about 11 a.m. local time, so I need to be at least done by about 10:30, a quarter till 11 your time.
No, and that's fine. So you know, with that going on and everything, and you know, and what else I wanted to bring up was, you guys heard about those parents, right? That did that to their 12 kids, right?
Yeah, I heard about that story.
What? There are no words what they did, and there is no apology big enough for what they did to their kids. And I take aim at the Homeschool Association because the father did that. The father did this homeschool thing, and he was the president of the school and all that, and they never sucked on those kids. And, I mean, yeah, if the kids want to go homeschool, yeah. Growing up, I had a couple of friends of mine did, you know, but the system is broken in that capacity because you just cannot sit there and say this is okay when obviously they're not. The oldest daughter they found was 16 when 29. So right there, and they are, it's going to take years and years, years of therapy to get over this. So, you know, I wonder, you know what, we need a better system for that. We need a better mental health system, especially with everything that's gone on in the last couple of months. I just think the mental health people need to go and do their job and, you know, start the conversation because the mentally ill conversation needs to be addressed totally. So, yes. Okay, that was my little rant. So, did anyone watch any shows today yet?
Well, I haven't got a chance to watch any of the soaps yet, but I wanted to try to get into today's, but it's been either breaking news or breaking weather that have kept me away from days in the past month, with especially the snow that we've been getting and with other news that went down that had nothing to do with the weather, with as far as what's been going on up in Washington and stuff.
What do you mean up in Washington?
Well, with the shutdown report and everything else, because you warned me at the end of the show last week about it.
Okay, what were we talking end of the show last week about? What?
Well, I brought up the fact that I haven't gotten a chance to watch the show because I didn't know if they were going to break in to get an update on the government shutdown and everything.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's been, like, crazy. Oh, and remember, you guys, the Olympics is coming up in about February 8th. And so I called my local affiliate today, Friday. And for Washington, everyone, it will be on its regular time on Kong, the sister station of NBC here. So I want everyone to call their affiliate and find out, A, are they going to miss days, or two, are they going to have to record it at night?
The good news is most of the primetime shows will be preempted because of the live coverage, because of the 12-hour difference between where David and I live and South Korea's time. So that means most of the coverage for primetime and overnight will be live on NBC, and there'll be a recap on the morning shows, and it'll be on the sports channel, and maybe USA and the other NBC stations that are going to cover the Olympics, as well as NBC itself.
Oh, my God.
So might not have nothing to worry about unless it's a tape delay event that's going to happen at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's local time, East time, or 4 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, your time. So unless it's a tape event, I don't see that preempting the shows.
Well, and what I want to know, too, is, okay, I really don't care about the Olympics because I never really cared about them because, you know, when you break into, programming, I hate that. I mean, I'm going to go through Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Law and Order, SVU. I'm going to go with withdrawals of that, and that is not pretty. And I always had to go through it during the summer, and now the damn Olympics are coming on. So, Bobby, my question is...
Harley, I feel the same way, too, about This Is Us, because I don't think I'm going to be staying up till 12 o'clock watching This Is Us after the Super Bowl this week. But after that, for the next few weeks with the State of the Union address and the Olympics, I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah.
Okay, and okay, so do we remember
and it's bad enough that our station preempts their primetime show with basketball because it's a contract with the ACC, even though in a couple of years from now it's going to be run by ESPN as far as the ACC contract is concerned. But I think I draw the line somewhere when we have the president or the Olympics on instead.
I am just looking right now for the Summer Olympics, and thank goodness, you guys. Thank goodness it's 2018 for that. 2020. So that's good. We only, because I hate it, because it is so long and everything, and no Days of Our Life is on for like 3 weeks. And I just,
we got it.
It doesn't matter if the episodes are on, David. I don't like missing days. Well, I don't like missing any of them.
Me either, but can't help it.
Yeah.
Can't help
it. So, That's why they have ESPN. That is my gripe for this.
Because I know people in Philadelphia and New England right now are saying the same thing about why their shows got interrupted for Eagles coverage of them going to Minnesota or...
Oh, wait, Bobby, Maggie's on. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
We were talking really about the Olympics, and if Days of Our Life is going to be on, and I told the guys that I called my NBC affiliate, and they said it will be on the sister season of all NBC, and I think everyone needs to call their local ones and see what they are doing about the Olympics now instead of waiting, because I hate when you wait. and you wait, mm-hmm. and there's no announcement, but then you miss a day because they didn't tell you what the correct funeral is. So, mm-hmm. and, you know, so
right.
yes.
If there is some good news here as far as the next few Olympics, they're all going to be held in Asia. So you got a 12-hour difference. Most of the events are going to take place at night, and that would be good on the daytime coverage because, like I said earlier, other than maybe replays or
mm-hmm.
or tape of events being replayed or shown in first run, it's not going to affect Days of Our Lives or any of the other daytime shows that much as far as unless it's going to be repeated or on tape delay and haven't been shown yet.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Well, yeah, me too. But before I forget, I just want to thank the Grammys for giving me a Grammy last night. No, I'm joking. No,
mm-hmm.
I want to thank the Grammys for reading the book. Good job, Grammys. I loved it. Bye, Maggie.
Definitely. It was funny.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And for every pundit this morning calling the Grammy trashy for this one. Okay, so wait. No, they don't. They just did what they wanted to. And I thought it was great having Hillary read it. I mean, it was, you know, and right now, I mean, when the country is so screwed up, you know, at that moment, the Grammys, you know, made everyone laugh, and I just thought that was a really, really good thing.
It is.
Okay, so we are going to do soap talk since we have, like, 20 minutes left. So, okay, so Maggie, would you please tell the boys why we are really having the soap because of we need to save someone's career? Oh, give them back as casting?
Bullpen. Yes, we have loved Laura for how many years already? People cut school for the wedding. We've been involved with their family for years. And they decide to be Francis. And they decide to take her off a contract?
Mm-hmm.
Where then I doubt she married Kevin. They're going to be happy and everything. And I don't understand how a great actress, I believe she's a great actress, can be just taken off. I mean,
40 years. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it took the win.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sorry, Carly, for interrupting you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but what super couple was formed almost 39 years ago? Luke and Laura.
Exactly.
And that's been a long time.
Yeah, it was, and you know what? Yes, Anthony retired.
It might have been created because Luke raped Laura in the disco, but
right.
that was the best work that both actors had done, and we got a chance to see what led to an interesting adventure for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
You know what?
It was
okay,
a great adventure.
And for me, I didn't look at it as the whole rape thing because what I looked at it as the rape thing, I looked at the rape thing of Sammy and Eze more than I ever did with Luke and Laura, in my opinion. And you know what?
That was disgusting with M.E.D.
What?
I said that was disgusting with M.E.D. thing. I didn't like it. It's more like E.D. For me, thanks.
Yes, but my point is, you know what? Luke and Laura was able to have a family and everything. So for me, I didn't think it was the worst story to tell. You know,
no.
Anthony Geary was only supposed to be on 3 days and gone. And he was there for over 40 or 35
mm-hmm.
or whatever years. So I'm sorry, I never had... You know, I mean, but I didn't see the actual thing when it was live because I was young, Bobby was young, and everything. But
I only saw
highlights
of YouTube videos when we were going over the anniversary shows and stuff like that.
I saw
what?
as
yeah,
a race
no,
either just go for.
Yeah, well,
I've been here since day one.
Yeah, Maggie's been there since day one, people. Right. So Maggie
I
knows
four.
Everything.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Maggie, since you probably watch more General Hospital than I have, out of the three couples that Luke and Laura have to be better than what was with Scott and Laura or Laura and Kevin.
Oh, God,
correct?
Yes. Yes.
Because even Kevin and Lucy was made for last, but that was only because it was on Port Charles and not General Hospital.
Right.
But
absolutely.
No, they were.
But Bobby, Kevin and Lucy did start out as a couple
in
of the eight, and then they moved to Coastal by Mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, I haven't seen today the eight so any sub, but can I just say, and I know Maggie will back me on this one. That, you know what, for all those haters on Twitter right now, saying that, oh, Anna Sarasot stays on both set, okay, but my girl was in trouble. You know what, Faison wouldn't think twice about killing Carly. You know, he would, and you know what, Jason came in and did the right thing and shot him. You know, I mean, at that point, Faison is a psychopath. Faison had done everything horrible. And then, you know, I love Sunny's point with Robin. I mean, with Anna saying, you know, yes, we have to take this guy out, Anna. And then you thinking this is because of my territory and everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, listen, Anna, what about Robin? You missed so many years for Robin. And, Sunny goes, Faison kidnapped too, you know, a year ago. And so for, you know, everything to have people mad at Jason for taking the shot, I would prefer to Jason. I would, because right now, I think Anna is too fragile to go through someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my thing is. I don't want to hear that Jason and Sunny are mobs. I don't want to hear this. They don't wake up in the morning and say, okay, who am I going to kill today? No. They only do that if their family has been screwed over. That is the only moment they do. Okay, let's talk about the drums. David, you love for the drums. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Ava drugged Morgan, made him, you know, not drug, but, you know, mess with
medication.
The pills. Thank you. Give him medication, and he got into Zillian's car and blew up. Okay, that's number one against the Jerome family. Number two, the fact that Ava is there and still walking. You know what? She should be 6 feet along with her brother. And you know what? The only drum I could tolerate are Kiki, and, oh my God, who were we talking about the other night?
Olivia. She's mentally damaged.
Okay, yes. Those are the only two I will stand. You know, and little Leo. You know, Leo didn't ask to be Zillian's son. And, you know, and Sam and Lucas. But for me, I just feel like I don't want to hear it about, oh, Sunny killed AJ. Oh, Sunny did this. Both set. Call us, spaces. And another thing I forgot about Zillian. Oh, he tried to kill Alexis.
Exactly.
He tried to kill his...
And she's running for mayor. I'm
Bobby. Well, yeah, Bobby, yes, she is running for mayor. And really, I would rather have Alexis, Neil, than, but in case Wally is listening, okay, I love you, Wally. You know I love you on General Hospital and Days of Our Life. But You haven't been dead against Satan and Sunny for years. So you cannot be male and be objective. Okay? Alexis, on the other hand, a little, she can, you know, kind of looks out of the way for them. Wish she would. I mean, come on. Yeah, like she's really going to throw the father of one of the kids in jail. And her ex-son-in-law. Oh, yeah. No, she won't. So I want Alexis to be male. What does everyone think about? Who do you want as male?
Nick. No, not Alexis, but...
I want Alexis to be mayor, and we'll go one step further. I want Nancy Lee Ground as president. I don't care what year it is. I don't care if it's 2020, 2024, or whatever. I think she has qualifications, judging from her tweets on Twitter, to become president.
I agree.
Maggie, did you hear who just got fired?
Who?
The FBI, like one of the...
McCabe. He was going to retire, but he's leaving early.
Oh, good. Yeah, retire, but then they... You know, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, yes. You know, go on.
Mayor Ned? No.
Yeah. No. And you know what,
no.
Alexis?
It's a mild man.
Alexis. You know, we'll help the people in Solid Street. Alexis did not grow up with money either. I mean.
No.
Yeah, people go say, yeah, the Cassidine, but not really. And number two, what I loved about what Sonny said about he would never, ever want Solid Street, you know, gone because he made a promise to Mary all those years ago. And he did. I remember that. So Sonny is not there. Yeah, even if they, let's say Sonny had a building going up and they wanted to do that in that district, he would never do it. He would never take money over a promise. You know, he would never money over anything for family and friends. I mean, just like when my little Spencer got kidnapped in $2,000, really. Sonny has more money than Bill Gates at this point. So for me, I think, you know, they tell me the ransom, like a million, I would buy that. Then, you know, just, you know, the little money that they got.
The coffee I drink, he must be loaded.
Good question.
Oh yeah, Megan, you're helping him. And what I loved was when Sonny came by and Julian like accused him of the brick throwing. And Sonny would not throw a brick. You know.
In my opinion, G.H. made it just as much as talented as Stephen A. Smith is with his point of views on ESPN, he always stick to just putting comments about the NBA or the NFL and not get involved with anything going on in Port Charles with his character. Not that I have nothing against Stephen A. Smith, but I'm just saying that.
Wait, what is wrong with his character?
I mean, there's nothing, but I just figure he's a good reporter and a good actor, but.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bobby, you are crazy. Stephen A. is killing over there. Yes, he can do both ESPN and whatever, but he's so and still be on fucking General Hospital, Bobby. I mean, God.
I'm sorry.
Brick.
I'll take that back.
Brick is really good. Brick is really good, and I love that Sonny has another white hand man to go dig up stuff. So for you to say that Brick should stay
Carly,
doing...
Carly, I'm sorry. I take that back. You're right.
He dropped it.
Okay.
Speaking of things that aggravate people, why is John doing this to Steve on days?
I don't know.
Does anybody
that's
know?
What I was gonna, that's what I was going to ask you. I don't get what's going on.
David, you got any ideas?
You know,
and
how about maybe
Bobby got ideas?
You know what? What if someone is doing like mind control on him, and
like
we just don't? Yeah. I mean, you know, because when John was, you know when the
why John putting in Steve? I don't get it.
Okay, but the thing is, I just thought of a reason. Okay, remember how Drake was gone all those months because of his real life accident. Because he went through, you know, the door really hard and said, you know, really, you know, Stephen Nichols and Drake so just let the stunt people do that. What if, because he was off canvas for that long, what if this mind control and then this working now? That's what I think.
I got a question.
Like he was when he was a pawn. Remember he was a pawn years ago?
Yeah. I got a question.
Yes.
Is this a deep-seated trigger that came out again?
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Anna blaming Andre for Tony's death when actually Silva killed him? I don't get that. Silva actually killed him by accident.
I cannot wait to see why he's drugging Steve. But let's talk about another soul that has been drugging. Okay, I've been waiting to say this on air. And
okay.
Mom knows where
uh-oh.
This is going.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so, David, be quiet. Okay. So, YNL, Graham tried to kill Maggie Dina with the syringe and put the poison, and put the NL acid fingerprints all over it.
Oh, I need my instant thing. She had it to me, and then she hands it to him. And that's where fingerprints got on there.
Exactly. So for me and Maggie, I really believe, okay, that night after I saw her, I called Maggie up, and I'm like, you know what?
No.
I just found a perfect way how to murder someone and get away with it. Because I thought that was genius. I mean, there was no blood. There was nothing. Just a little, minor little shot, and then you're dead. And,
I wish only that the Days writers only knew about this, about Andre.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing, too. Why did they have to kill Andre off?
I don't get why Andre's blaming Tony for it.
The two possible suspects that I would know involved in this, one being Gabby, but you told me earlier, Carly, that she didn't do it. And I'm thinking that after what we saw with her with Nick, it took months before she ended up having to plead guilty and go to jail for that.
I think it's Vivian.
It's Vivian and Stephanie.
I think Vivian more like you.
She did it.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, Betty Andre. Why Anna blamed Andre for Tony's death when the black people killed him? Accidentally.
Right. Well, maybe things will get solved when Carrie comes back to town, because I heard that Chrissy Clark is coming back.
I think Austin's coming with her.
Ooh, buddy.
And that means...
That brings me to an interesting point over the pre-noms of the Daytime Emmys.
That is the next thing. That is the next thing. Bobby, hold on.
Bobby, quick.
Yes, okay, let me collect my thoughts on that so I won't say any bad word in the book.
Please.
Okay, so, hey, I will read the prenom list to everyone, and then you guys can draw your own conclusion without me going off like a really, really tie-in, like a tirade. Okay, so I read this on Friday, and let me get through first outstanding lead actor in a drama series. I love saying that. Outstanding in a drama series, prenom-wise, Peter Bergman, Zach from YNL. Okay. You can clap after I'm all done reading. The thing. After I do the lead actor, then you guys can comment. That's how we are going to play it tonight. Okay.
Okay.
So,
I'm not commenting.
No clapping.
So, Liam from Bowden, Beautiful got one. Michael Easton as Hamilton Flynn. Billy Flynn as Sarah DeMira. Jay Rangeri as Wave. Eric Mossoff as Brady Brack. Dom McCook as Eric Foster. That's like the first time in years we have seen his name in, you know, thing. And Stephen Nichols for Days of Our Life, and our good buddy James Renner from Days of Our Life as Abe Carver. Okay, for the lead actor, I'm saying this is just a prenom. But with a prenom, what does everyone think about that list?
No more.
Well, I think good choice.
What?
I
think,
well,
correct me if I'm wrong here, I might not. But Maurice Bernard's name is not up there.
Thank you.
That was our complaint. Yeah.
You got his name.
Yeah. My TV husband's name wasn't mentioned. And Maggie got a very, very, very colorful message for me. And thank God she answered the phone because if she didn't, I don't know what would happen. Okay, so is there anyone on the... Okay, that prenom list right now. Who would you pick on the prenom list right now? If you could pick three people off that list I just named, who would you want to lead? Okay, we have two other options.
Billy Flynn should be on there. Scott Clifton, of course, he should be on there, and it should be interesting to see if this actually holds true, what happens 3 months from now, if Billy gets some redemption or Scott gets some back-to-back Emmys for his work. I'm going to...
Be it for Emmy. For Emmy already.
Who else was on that list? Because I can only think of two.
Michael Easton.
Oh, yeah, James Runnels, definitely, because you mentioned
James,
to him.
Yeah, James Runnels, obviously.
Mentioned to him that if he doesn't get nominated or win an Emmy, then there's problems with Dave. I have a problem with the actress when it comes down to younger or supporting when we get to that category.
Okay, but we are not there yet.
What about Benson's name? What about Damos?
Okay, we are not there yet, so I cannot go off until we are at that category, okay?
Okay.
So, because people think I'm never organized, so there. outstanding outstanding supporting actress in a drama series.
We didn't say
Mola, 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 Adams, Dina from Young and the Restless, Nadi Zabone as Chloe, Irene Davidson, Coleman Grimms, Susan Hayes.
Grimes.
Susan Hayes, Julie, Elizabeth Hinklin for Chloe, Lisa Cicero for Olivia, and Hillary for Wynonna, and Days of Our Life, Nicole. What does everyone think of about that list?
Okay, I have a problem with why they not added Camille Bennett's name in there or Lonnie's name in there. I think Lonnie might be old enough to be in there, or the young actress, I don't know. Also, why would they put Abigail in lead and not supporting?
Well, but we are not into lead actress yet.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay, I skipped lead actress. I have to go back to that. Because it was the first, one about pages. Sharon Kate says Sarah Newman. Irene Davidson is Ashley Abbott. Melissa Clary, yay! Zodi Evans, Mary Beth, Nancy Lee Grom, Marcy Walker, Kelly Monaco, Gina Torani, The Cure That Killed Morgan, and Lola White.
I'm sorry.
Lola White. So, what is the one thing?
Walker, I think it's Marcy Miller, not Walker.
Yeah, you said Walker. Yeah.
Okay, well, I
don't think she abandoned in years on daytime.
No, she's
okay,
retired.
So who likes that? I mean,
I do.
What does everyone like that? Who do you like on that list?
Okay,
one at a time. So, okay. David, you go first.
Cameron Case and my girl Merle West. Mother West and Abby, Marcy Boyd Miller. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. And what's your number three?
I said, Karen Case, Marcy Miller, and Mother West.
Already not on the list, though. We are going by what's on the list. Remember?
He said, we call Killer. Mother West.
Unfortunately. Okay, so supporting in a drama series. This is the lead. I'll say in the supporting actor category with.
You didn't get my lead actress choices and my.
Bobby, what's you? No.
They left out Heather Tom's name off the list. Heather's been doing her best on Bowling Beautiful, and you leave her off the list. Now, as far as the lead actress go, obviously I would have Laura in there. I would have Marla as much as you can't stand Ava, despite the fact that they did a whole hour on her a couple of weeks ago. And I would probably put Marcy Miller in there, even though my problem is she should have been in the supporting actress than the lead actress, but it's going to be interesting to see who comes
out.
Yeah, what about
you, Maggie?
Nancy Lee. Laura Wright, and Sam, Kelly Monaco.
Okay, for me, with that lead category, where people should not be surprised when I'm... obviously, Lola White deserves to win. Lola White should give the semi. Melissa Claire Egan, too, I love seeing on the list. And Zudi Evans and Nancy Lee Grom. So that.
Well, I have one more problem with the list is Zudi Evans should have been a supporting actress. And why Irene Davidson is on there twice? Because that means that she could win two Emmys in one night for doing two different folks.
Right.
Hasn't done before outside of the web series, which Mary Beth Evans did a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but we don't know until the, you know, Wiggler list comes out. So let's do the outstanding supporting actor in the Dropman series. Dion Brooks as Wyatt, Steve Burton as Jason Morgan, South Patron 6. Sad Drew as Michael Corinthos. Brian James, Wally Kurtz, Stanley Massey, Antonio Montgomery, Greg Record, Zane Patrick Stewart, and Greg Vaughn. So, out of all that, what did you think of that list?
Well, I like to see Chandler win another one this time in supporting, but I think the two Jasons on TH should join him on that list.
Both Jasons, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. And totally agree with that. And also
Horace, the supporting actress, we haven't went over that. Why Courtney Hope's name shouldn't have been on there? Because she did a good job as Sally on Bold and Beautiful.
But I haven't won that yet. Yeah, okay, so, and we kind of lost David because Blog Talk kicked him out, but since we only had a 45 minutes, so it cut, you know, David cannot call in back in. So one of you are going to have to tell him that, and I better not be blamed for this,
I will. I'll mention it.
Okay. So we would, the outstanding, for my choice, Maggie, did you give your choice for supporting actor?
I get Nancy Lee,
yeah.
Kelly Monaco. That was supporting, right?
Now is outstanding supporting actor in a drama series.
Oh, actor, okay.
Yeah.
Wally Kurtz. I am shocked, but I really am enjoying Billy Flynn as the new Chad.
I think he's
really a good actor. I'm usually with the old standbys, but, and I believe Theo should have one. The actor who plays Theo.
Well, and my thing is, I don't know why Steve Burton is at supporting in our lead. I don't know why, or maybe, you know, because he just came back, maybe that's the reason. And I would
but
pick what?
Isn't it the previous year, though? The year he wasn't with the show?
No, they have him as patient 6, General Hospital. They don't have him as YNL on this. That's why I don't understand this. And
he was, I love him as Dylan as on YNR.
And Sad Drew as Michael Corinthos, Brian James, great friend Wally Kurtz, Sandler Massey, Anthony Montgomery, Greg Record, and James Patrick Stewart, Greg Vaughn.
Aaron should be on there too. Aaron Spears.
Yes,
he
know.
He really brought it on both shows. I mean, he did double time. Something. You know, he never gets nominated.
Yeah. So now we are going with the outstanding younger actress in a drama series. Nicole for Bold and Beautiful. Kiki at General Hospital. Teresa as YNL. Cleo on Days of Our Life. And then they have the new Cleo, not the new Sierra for Emmy night. And she's been there, 2 days? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I
don't get it. I mean.
And Chloe Lauder as Nell. And
I mean, she was on earlier.
Zayd, Zayd and Lexi, the one that played Maddie on Y&L. Who did you like on that list?
Well, they snubbed out, with a good storyline, they snubbed out Christina from GH.
Thank you.
Yep,
and,
I agree.
It's one thing for Ashley Jones not to get nominated for a supporting actress, but I think I draw the line with Christina not being nominated for a younger actress. But I think anybody that can make up the loss for her gang, it could be Chloe on DH. I mean, she has gotten some good storylines with her character now, but just because you play a bad girl doesn't mean you have to hate her. You can just try to win the Emmy, because last year Lexi had some good storylines as well, but it was hard to take.
But Lexi brought home the Emmy.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then for me, outstanding lead, I will pick Eden, and I will pick Quail from Days and Kiki. But Nicole Wigan Edwards has been on the list for as long as she's been on the show. And I'm sorry, last year, what did she do to, you know, deserve an Emmy nod? That's my thing.
I mean, and not to mention that, but she's been on two different shows. She's been on MacGyver and Bone and Newell. At least bump her character Nicole down to recurring.
Right. And she can do it for it.
They did it with Sasha. I don't understand why they did that with Sasha until she did a pop channel show. And I don't understand why they did that with Caroline. And she should have been on supporting actress.
But for outstanding younger actress, Trip Guide. Oh my God! And did you know that Trip has your last name, Maggie? Trip Dalton.
That's his last name.
I did not know
the president.
That.
You didn't know that? And the president and band secretary. His name is President Dalton.
That is funny. Zenday, Thomas, the one that played Sully, Zoe, Tristan, Weed, and Zayday, and Oscar, Wiz. Zayd Jr. and the little Zeke. So what do you think about that list?
Spencer.
Yeah.
I don't see no problem with that. The only problem I have probably is you don't see Nicholas' name on there. Not Nicholas.
Thank you.
Spencer.
Thank you.
I know, and let's go back to what we saw with Rainn Edmonds with her nomination. She hardly got anything because she was on another show and should have been recurring. Nicholas Spencer is the same thing, too. He has another show he does, and he should have been at least nominated for his role on GH and not for
his kids. Spencer brought it with the fire. And, I mean, I know that was the year before, but Spencer bought it. What the Emmy people should have looked at the Emmy wheel when he goes to Sonny and said, I need you to eliminate Valentin Casadine. And those two should have got an Emmy just for that, because those were some very powerful scenes. Like, Sonny did not want Spencer going down the wrong path. You know, wanting Valentin dead, because he would have to carry that for the rest of his life. And Sonny goes, okay, I've done some stuff, you know, you two little understand, but I should have not done this stuff, and I don't want you to do this stuff. So for Spencer, name not to be off the list. And also, I really think Emma, too. Zeno Hospital, I mean, you know, and
right.
I'm sorry, but
right. And the three GA snubs from the lead or supporting actress that should have been on there, It should have been Michelle Stafford, Kirsten Storms, and Emmy Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And their names
mm-hmm.
have been snubbed.
You're right.
And Jean Francis' name been snubbed. I mean, just because she's leaving doesn't mean that you have to give her a going away present or at least a consolation prize. She gets snubbed.
Well, yeah, and I just want to say, yeah, oh, and we are really, really, really sorry for the passing, even though I don't know, but I guess it was in daytime. Olivia Cole?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, do you recognize that name?
Yeah, she was in
daytime.
She died
today.
Today? Really? Oh.
Okay, and, yeah.
Okay, not getting
she
late.
Did.
She was in the daytime series that I used to watch. I can't, it's no longer on the air. Wasn't she on Guiding Light?
Yes, I believe she was on Guiding Light. And another one that passed away this weekend is John Convy. He was a writer of Y&R, Santa Barbara,
mm-hmm.
Guiding Light, Capitol,
mm-hmm.
and he was the reason Jeannie Cooper got to be Catherine because of
John Convy.
No,
mm-hmm.
knew that Jeannie was fighting for and was telling the story, and he
mm-hmm.
told the story when she got the plastic surgery thing.
Mm.
So, yeah, so I was really sad to hear him. So that's two and that's two in 2 days, okay? Let's see who's number
wow.
three. I know I should stop that, but and I just want to say, yes, we are having a show on Friday, probably. It will be called our Super Bowl. So, because we will be talking about the Super Bowl couples of all Super Bowls.
Okay, I might not be able to call into the show because I'm probably out on a date with my new girlfriend, but definitely will. Yeah. You should have saw my Facebook status change on from single to in a relation over the weekend, ladies.
Okay,
and
but
David
Bobby.
Is listening.
Bobby, you know what? Bobby.
Yeah.
Like I said, Maggie will agree with me. Be really careful because Maggie, he met her from mass.com. And I just told him to be careful. I mean, you never know with that.
Well, you know what? Everybody's been telling me that, and I'll definitely be careful.
Yeah,
I mean, Maggie, did you agree?
And just in case we're not on the air on Friday or I don't call in, I just want to just make my quick Super Bowl positions. I'm going with the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. I don't know if our caller from Philadelphia can join us anytime soon on Friday, or David will probably agree with you, Maggie, or Carly, but I'm just going with the Eagles for the Super Bowl to
me
win.
Me too. I got the Eagles.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, but for this year, for me, like, I'm really not into this year. You know, probably because my team is in there. But I'm not even, I don't even care about the halftime show.
Well, all I'm saying is it's not going to be a repeat of what we saw 14 years ago with Justin Timberlake. That's all that matters.
Wait. Has it been 14 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That feels like.
I mean, for one thing, I'm more concerned about what happens if this were to happen again in front of Jessica Biel. I mean, I respect mm-hmm. Jessica Biel because she's a great actress in the movies and on Seven Heaven, but I don't know if this might be possibly a good time to bring back Janet Jackson for a cameo and have Deja Vu happen all over again.
No.
You're right, but the Janet Jackson and Justin has made the TV people, you know, have that stupid 5-second delay, which is stupid. You know, I mean, in my opinion, it's stupid anyway. But, yes, but I really don't want the Patriots to win. And I just want Tom Brady to get what's coming to him.
Right.
Tom Brady.
I've been all over the Philadelphia channel's web pages and saw nothing but Eagles fans wearing dog masks and the Eagles pictures, and that shows me that the city of Philadelphia is behind the Eagles, and so am I. I would not be surprised.
Right. And the thing is,
I will not be surprised by the Philadelphia webpage and see the Rocky statue in the Eagles costume, in the Eagles jersey and stuff.
Really, Rocky?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope so. And
well, yeah, because of the flight.
Yeah, and all I got to say, you guys, is I have a new food that is really, really good, and I think people should buy it, especially for Sunday, because you can hold it in your hand. Okay, I love the jalapeno poppers with the cream seeds on them, and you can get them in the frozen section. And the TJIF Fridays are the best, and they are the bomb.
Well, we don't have any TJIF Fridays where I am, but...
Yeah, you know, but... you might... Okay, but you might get it in the grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Same, like,
I
because I get... Because
I came across some potato chips, but they ain't the same from TJIF Fridays.
No.
Yep.
No.
So, you know, I love those. And, I mean, we have TGIF Fridays. And, I mean, mm-hmm. I would love to have, because here we don't have any of the White Castle. But in the freezer section, we have White Castle burgers.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's
the same.
Same here.
I know. No, I've tried it once. No, and you're right.
Mm-hmm. You got to have real ones.
You know.
Down in Georgia, they have these restaurants that I grew up being when I was living in Alabama called Crystal Burgers. And if you ever been to Atlanta, there's a lot of those Crystal Burgers. They're like White Castle down here in the South.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay, you guys, we're going to end it, but I'm all breaking news. Coach Dustin, we're not in 10. Supreme Justice, what we are not intending to dump first Day of the Union speech. So, and I just want to say that I will not be watching the Day of the Union tomorrow night. I don't want to get very ill by watching them.
It's going to be on
I'm not going to be watching it. I mean, like you said earlier, it's one thing to take off my shows, and that's one thing that they did with the State of the Union, because if not the State of the Union, the Olympics is basketball on my NBC station that's in my viewing in prime time.
Yeah, and I mean, when Obama had the State of the Union, he didn't drag it on and on and on. No, he was like 30 minutes, 40 minutes. But
disappointing enough.
Yeah, but he knew that the American people are smart, and they don't want to hear everything repeated. And so, yeah, I just thought, you know, I would say that, and you know what? Please, Robert Mueller, hurry up. Tell us what. There has been collusion. There has been a cover-up. There's been everything. Find him more. Find it and dump his ass out on the lawn. What?
He hasn't gotten a conclusion yet.
Well, I know. But, okay, you guys, but we are going to end now. But we will be back on Friday.
Okay, see you then.
If
I don't talk to you then, I'll talk to you next Monday when we have the show.
Okay.
It might be Tuesday, but I think we might have a show during the Olympics Tuesday night, because Maggie and I might be bored because our Chicago men will be on. Okay,
bye.
Night, guys.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.